Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. As we told you a couple of weeks ago, Wooden Lakes Brewing of Brookings will soon have their beer available in bottles. Today, we go in depth on that exciting news. They'll be bottling beers on a large scale at Brow Brothers Brewing in Marshall, and they'll be bottling limited edition specialty beers in-house. First, Seth Cook, let's explore how you go about bottling beer on a large scale.
Finally getting to a point where we can deliver our beer in a package, is what the brewers call a package beer, to grocery stores and liquor stores and gas stations and, you know, wherever, hopefully, wherever you can find other types of packaged beer. This has been a long-drawn process. This is certainly not trivial to get this all done.
The first beer to be available in six packs will be Small Town Pale Ale.
We're going to be using long neck bottles. The caps that we'll be using are actually oxygen-eating caps, so once we cap them, it is supposed to remove any of the oxygen from the bottle, or at least traces of it that still may exist after the bottling process. The thing about bottles that are compelling for breweries is that bottles, of course, are labeled, and there's an additional cost to labeling, but we can make a lot of bottles and fill it with a lot of different types of beer, and then we just label them differently.
Cans are very popular among craft brewers these days, but a little harder to deal with.
Cans obviously keep the light out completely. Even brown bottles let a little bit of light in just by the nature of them. Cans are also super recyclable. They're a little lighter, you know, in terms of a six-pack. They're, you know, a little lighter in terms of shipping weight and those types of things. The problem with the can is the cans aren't usually as easily labeled. Sure, you can have some cans that have shrink wrap labels or other types of labels, but most of the time the can comes completely painted, so you have to commit to thousands and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of cans of one specific brand.
For their first release, they needed to come up with both label designs and designs for six-pack carriers.
Obviously, the labels need to be approved by the TTB, and that's the federal government, to make sure that they are accurate in what they say. We also had to get UPC codes, because now these are going to be flying across, flying across auto scanners at grocery stores. We need to get those registered, and there's a process to make sure you register those. Then, of course, we have to discuss how we get it from the brewery into a six-pack and then onto the shelf. So we had to have what are called mother containers, and that is the case that you think of. That is the one that holds four six-packs. So that had to be purchased and designed and spec'd out. The other things that we had to be considerate of is we're actually putting a die-cut label on our bottle, meaning that the label isn't just a square. It has some form and fashion to it. Had to make sure that runs at speed across a bottling line.
More on bottling Wooden Lakes beer when Beer Untapped with Perry Miller continues.
Michelob Millerite, Guinness by the pint glass, Doppelbock lager, take his waller because it's going fast. Oatmeal stout, a lot of line and Kugels. Open up your wallet, no time to be frugal. There's 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking bottling beer with Wooden Lakes Brewing. Their first packaged beer will be coming out soon. Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing says this has been a challenge.
And I think any brewer will tell you that packaging is one of the most challenging aspects of a brewer's life. And we would love for everybody to come and drink beer right out of the tanks here. And honestly, I think the customers have their best experience when they get to come drink beer right out of the tanks. But the pub is only so big. I only have so many seats, and there is a demand for this in other places. So we want to deliver it to them. And you have to be really mindful about how the beer is made, how it's packaged, how it's filtered or not, how it's pasteurized or not. Because once it leaves our possession, we're at the grace and mercy of our distributor, who do very well. They keep everything cold. That's a good thing to remember about craft beer, and as our distributor is contracted for us to do, when they bring it to a store or they bring it away, they has to be in a cooled container. And then when it arrives there, they make sure it tastes the same.
He says the brewer's goal is to deliver the beer as fresh and tasty as possible.
Every brewer is very deliberate, and there's a lot of steps involved to protect the product and present it in a way as close as what you would get to the brewery. The reality is, and then I think anybody that has even done this experiment, you could go to a bar or a brewery itself, have a tap beer and a can of that same beer, and there will be nuanced difference between them. And some of those, and when the brewery does it correctly, some of those are intentional. There's some things that you do just to make sure that whatever comes out of this can, whether it be an hour after it's canned, or 2 weeks after it's canned, or a month after it's canned and has been distributed to your favorite gas station, you want to make sure that it has a lot of the characteristics, and you preserve those things. So it's a challenge.
A challenge that will soon be met by Wooden Legs, and they'll also be releasing some beer in bombers. That's a larger size bottle they'll be filling at the brew pub.
We are going to do hand bottling. This is very similar to how home brewers do it. Again, it's much, much slower, and it's much, much more labor intensive, but it still allows us to take some of these products that aren't mass produced and aren't getting run through a bottling line. These small batch, we'll call them small batch runs, you can still get the benefits of having a bottle, which means they cellar well, they age well, they carry well, they travel well, but we'll be doing those by hand out of the pub here, and you'll start seeing those in our cooler.
Some of you might do 100 bottles, maybe?
Yeah,
like
probably
that.
90 to 100 bottles of a batch, and 100 bottles of it'll be the big beers that we like people to be able to take with them that may not fit well in the growler format, like the Pogan Ophelia or the Saint Isidore.
We'll let you know when Wooden Legs packaged beer will be hitting store shelves. Coming up at Wooden Legs, August 26th, their second annual 90s night. We caught up with brewer Derek Schmidt as he was adding local strawberries to an upcoming batch of Flatland wheat beer.
It'll be Saturday, August 26th. Start at 5 p.m. We're going to have a Pog World Championship at about 6:30. And then there'll be kind of like a 90s costume or theme contest at 9 o'clock. So there'll be prizes for all of those, fun prizes. We're going to have some food, some green slime nachos are kind of the feature for the night. We're going to have some kind of old school 90s beer, a few kind of retro drinks and like that. And we'll also have like old video games like the Nintendo 64, Super Nintendo. So,
and of course, the music.
Exactly. You're going to have summer hits of the 90s going all night long. So it's just a fun event. It's just kind of a fun little throwback for a decade a lot of us grew up in.
Don't miss 90s Night at Wooden Legs. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.